Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to the podcast today. Thanks for joining us. And I have with me today a couple of guests. We're here at the Sword of the Lord in Murfreesboro at Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina. So I have with me first, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us your ministry and what you're doing, Ed?
Well, my name is Ed Russ, and we represent Faith Music Missions based out of Evansville, Indiana. David, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm David Chamberlain. I'm the staff musician at Faith Music Missions. Also, I've been a church pianist for almost as many years as I can remember.
Certainly an amazing pianist, too, I'll say that. So we thank the Lord for your ministry, and it's grown over the years. Tell me, how did all this get started?
Well, back in 1979, my father started the ministry. His burden was always for Christian radio. His background was in secular music. And when he got into the ministry and his desire to produce good music, the radio station never really materialized. So he used his background to start producing Christian recordings because, I guess in his words from many years ago that I remember, was that a lot of good music in our churches, a lot of good people, but no one was really producing anything of quality. So the ministry developed as a result of trying to do a better quality recording for good music, good gospel music.
So was he putting these on cassette tape or reel to reel? I don't know when it started.
David, do you want to comment on anything there?
Well, back then in the early days, the recordings were going on to what we kind of call a reel to reel tape, but they produced vinyl albums and I think 8 tracks at one point.
We did.
Then a whole lot of cassettes, for sure.
Yeah, we did the record albums, the vinyl albums. I think about the first 10 projects were done on vinyl. There was one project that was on 8-track, both vinyl and 8-track and cassette.
When were those vinyl ones done? What year?
That was 79, 80, 81, 82, 83.
Really? Wow.
So... yeah, we recorded people like, you may remember, Mina Oglesby.
Sure, absolutely.
We did her first maybe 3 albums.
And that was done on vinyl.
It was.
Wow.
Geraldine Reagan. And, yes. If you might remember her. And, of course, all of my dad's projects, several.
So it was Geraldine and Ricky, is that?
Yes.
But it was an album of original music that we were producing, and Geraldine Reagan was doing the singing. So there was no ventriloquism.
Oh, yeah, I guess
it was a music
radio
project.
That might be a little difficult.
Yeah. So then we got into the cassette, not only just recording the music, but it was all delivered on cassette tape. And so our ministry, we had duplicators, winders, the shells. We did all that because in those early days, we couldn't get enough music out to support what we were doing. And so this bright idea of blank cassette tapes that ended up going all over the country and helping churches with their, you know, sermon tapes and things like that.
Yeah, we had the equipment to make custom length cassettes. So a lot of churches use those, and we sold them to another place who sold them out all over the country.
To duplicate it, did you do one at a time, or did you have multiple ones you could do at once?
We had bin loop duplicators, so the cassette tape was on a big pancake of tape, and you could run 3 pancakes on one machine, or at least what we had, And so it was all duplicated outside of the shell and then loaded in. It was a little manufacturing plant.
Wow.
So, but I'm glad those days are gone.
Yeah. And those duplicators would put a signal on the tape itself to tell the loader where to cut the tape and where the beginning of the tape was and when to load the next shell.
We've come a long way from that. Thank the Lord.
Well, yes. Our burden was not cassette tapes. Our burden was the music.
So. And that is a challenge, and probably more than ever a challenge today.
I think it always will be.
Yeah.
But you just have to produce good material and the right material and do it in the right way.
So you have people submit things. You're doing stuff for other people, not just out of faith.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We'll have about anywhere from 25 to 30 different groups come to our studio on an annual basis. Some of those people, they roll over. They may come every 18 months and do a new project, and then we get new people.
So you do all the recording there.
We do all of it right there in Evansville. Yes, sir.
Of course, you've gone on the road, I know, at least once, because you came to Connecticut.
We did, yeah. We do that a little bit.
Yes.
We do things like that. We'll go on the road because it's a little cheaper to bring us to you than it is to bring your 50 people to us. And I think that was the nature of the recording we did with you folks. You had a lot of people involved.
It's true.
So
yeah, it would have been difficult for us, so we appreciated that. So we're at a point now, people are not buying CDs and they don't even have a CD player. So how do we transition that? How are people picking up that music?
Brother David, I'm doing all the talking. You need to say something there. So
well, there are still some people who are driving those old cars that they hope will never die that have CD players.
Okay.
We're starting to release music also on USB thumb drives. So that's at least a convenience for now. We don't know where it's going to end up. And we're also, we have a streaming app, the Faith Music app, where so much of our music is available there just for streaming for a
so they can
subscription.
Pick it up there with a subscription.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So if you go to either your Apple App Store or the Google Store for Android phones, you can download the app. It's either Faith Music Missions or just Faith Music. You download the app, and with that you would have access to all the previews. It's only until you subscribe after you've downloaded the app, then you would have a subscription, and then all the music that's on our library would be available. Never have to buy another CD ever again. It's kind of where things are going. We've done this once before, and this was about 25 years ago with the death of the cassette tape, because like I mentioned a few moments ago, it's kind of that thing that kept us going with the revenue. And then when we had to transition from that to CDs, we've been doing CDs in-house for about 25 years. So we're sorry to see that fade away, because we're in the same boat. But the bottom line is the music will go on. The Lord's music will continue, and we have to keep producing the right kind of music.
So can you go to Spotify or any of those platforms and
yes,
people can pick it up there?
Yes, we've resisted that for the last 5 or 6 years, several years, I guess. We probably waited a little too long to do that, but we know that over the next probably 10, 12 years, that's where it's going to be. So we have a limited amount of our library available there, but it is growing. We're starting to get a little traction there.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you. It's always good to see you at the Sword.
Always good to see you. Great message
Debbie
today, by the way.
Wonderful.
So I appreciate that.
So one other thing about your home church. Tell us a little bit about what used to be.
Used to be Bakey Road Baptist Church. My dad, Gail Russ, he started Faith Music Missions. He started Faith Music Radio, and he started the church in 1972 on Bakey Road. About 10 years ago, my son became the pastor of the church, just a continuation of what's always been there. I think with a younger man at that particular time, it was just a lot of interest. We outgrew not only our church building, but we really outgrew our parking lot. We had nowhere to go. There was nothing else to expand where we were, so we looked for a new location. The Lord miraculously allowed us to move to another location about a mile away, it was no longer on Bakey Road.
Yeah.
It's actually on Pollock Avenue. And with all the trouble we had with pronouncing Bakey Road for all those people, we didn't feel led to call it Pollock Avenue Baptist Church. But with our ministries, Faith Music and all that, we just felt like Faithway was a good name to kind of unify what we were doing. It's Faithway Baptist Church.
Well, my son-in-law is in Leesburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Good.
Same name, which I guess he got from Michigan. I don't know.
Yep, I probably could be.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's been a blessing to be with you guys again and to be here at the SWRD Conference. And to give us an update, I learned a few things about your ministry right here. So
well, good.
Hopefully that will be a blessing to some people. Well, thank you for listening today. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.